Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show podcast. Think of it like a magazine or a box of chocolates. You never know what you'll get. From politics to pop culture, healthcare to legal issues, it's all here. And my behind-the-wheel chats are personal observations created especially for you on podcast only. Enjoy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Joining us right now, Randy Kaye, who makes a return visit, and I'm so delighted to have you, Randy, back in the studio. We really wanted to do a follow-up conversation. You have been notably candid and brave about talking about your son, Ben.
We call him
thank
Ben
you, sorry.
For public purposes.
I'm glad I stopped, right?
Thank you.
Your son Ben's trials and challenges and suffering with the chronic disease of schizophrenia. And last time you came here, you gave us a little bit of detail about a little bit of the run-in that he'd had with the law. And I have to tell you, I'm shocked 7-8 months later to hear the status. So can you go back and explain what happened with Ben?
Sure. Absolutely. So, and by the way, I brought you a door prize for your luncheon.
Oh, did
of
you?
My book,
thank
Happier
you.
Happier Made Simple.
Happier Made Simple, which is doing phenomenally well.
Thank you. And, I'm also pleased to be invited. Like, I just spoke at University of Bridgeport about mental health to the students, which was eye-opening. The biggest question was, I don't remember how to make friends since COVID, but that's a whole other, how do I do that?
That's worth a conversation.
Yeah, that's worth a conversation as well. But, you know, this is when I appear
did
on
COVID
shows,
really shake up people?
I think
in
so.
In other words, in my
youth
brain.
Youth especially.
I think so, because if you think about it as a percentage of their life on Earth, it took up more time than it did for you and me.
Yes.
I think of it as a blip.
Because, as you know, our brains are, our frontal cortexes are as fully developed as they're
they should be.
They're going to get.
Right?
I mean, they're
right.
still developing. Brain
right.
continues to develop. But for young kids, that frontal cortex is in development, and they're learning emotional intelligence, and they're learning social intelligence, and they're learning social skills. And I think this has just been my observation. I'm not a therapist, but in speaking with young kids and parents of young kids, depending on the age they were when COVID hit, when they were isolated, it really has affected them. And I think it depends a lot on your makeup, whether you're more on the introverted or extroverted side. There are people working from home who are like, no, I never want to go back to the office. And people who, like me, would go, please, let me go back to the office.
Right, you know? Right, so like me.
Right.
I never left the office.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I never left. We never closed probate court for even one day.
Yes, and that's because that's a necessary.
And also, that's the way I saw it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, but I do remember first time I returned to work. I work at an NPR affiliate radio station as a fill-in host, and we were coming in, and all the news team were at their homes working from home, and I'd be all alone in the recordings in the radio station. And there was one time I came in, and there were three people there, and I was crying. I was like, oh, and I heard laughter down the hall, like two colleagues laughing about something, and it just brought tears to my eyes because it had been so long. So, yes, so COVID really did have an effect on kids. I think a lot depends on whether they were in high school, elementary school, whatever. But anyway, yes. So Happier
and so
Made
the
Simple.
Kids, so the, and this Happier Made Simple is a beautiful book. But
thank you.
So the kids that are coming that are in college now. Mm-hmm. We are 4 years since the beginning of COVID, hit them at 14, which is a pretty vulnerable age.
Definitely. If it hit them while they were in high school, they missed out on a lot of what they expected to have.
Yeah.
And it certainly, I also worked with New Paradigm Theater and did a writing workshop with the kids, and I asked them to write about it. And some kids were like, best thing that ever happened to me. I found out who I was without peer interference. And other kids were like, I was miserable. So I think it depends on who you are and how much you have a need for the energy of other people around you.
But it's probably good for them to do those reflections now.
Yeah.
So they can process it and move on.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So.
Wow. All right.
Anyway,
so mental health.
Topic for another time.
Yeah,
back
but mental
to my
health
son.
Is what we talk about. So tell me about that.
So it's all connected. So a bit of background. My son, who I call Ben, and he did choose the name, and I chose to tell our family story in a memoir. Oh, wow. 13 years ago now, called Ben Behind His Voices, depicting our family's journey through my eyes, my point of view, including his poetry of his journey through schizophrenia. I also have a podcast that I share with other two mom author advocates called
Great.
Schizophrenia, Three Moms in the Trenches. You have been one of our most viewed and listened to guests, your two-part series. We loved having you on. And so my son has gone through the roller coaster of life with a debilitating mental illness whose worst symptom is you don't know you have it. So you're not asking, it's called anosognosia, and you're not asking for help. You don't want help. Given his druthers, he would never take medication and he would think he's fine. So he has gone from dropping out of school to getting stable after five hospitalizations to working full time and getting off Social Security, and then COVID hit. And he lost structure, purpose, and community when the restaurant business closed, because that's what he was doing. And then he went off his meds and turned to marijuana use. Now, I have to say that I have flip-flopped proudly from thinking that marijuana use is a symptom of schizophrenia to really believing it is part of the contributing factor to psychosis.
No question.
Right. So I used to think differently.
No
that
question.
Changed my mind. I think when you get new information, you should change your mind. So
totally. So, I don't know what we're doing now.
I know. You know, marijuana use is a big, big trigger for many people, and kids need to know that. So, you know, at that time, my son did turn to marijuana use and wound up back in the hospital 5.5 months. Got back out, and I made the decision for the sake of the rest of my family and myself to not have him move back in with us. He went to a group home and did very well for a while. Was embracing the program because he was glad to be out of the hospital and stable on a different medication. And then he got a job, and they didn't disclose schizophrenia because as far as he's concerned, he doesn't have it. And as it came time that he needed his medication, which comes every 4 weeks, he started acting it's a little harder to hide the symptoms, to deal with the voices that he says he doesn't hear. And they thought that something was wrong with him. And
so in other words, he doesn't admit to you or to me that he'll hear the voices.
Yes.
But he has what they call... they call it being internally preoccupied. In other words, mm-hmm. somebody else viewing Ben can tell that he is responding. He might laugh inappropriately. He might look in a certain way to a direction inappropriately. He might respond to a human in an inappropriate way because it is apparent to someone else that he is actually listening to a voice in his head, that he has enough of a veneer of shame or whatever, to not want to admit to you, but nonetheless, he can't help it.
Right, exactly. And of course, you know, in your role as probate court judge, you know all about this and you've seen it a million times. And it's not that he won't admit to himself, although there may be an element of that. Nobody wants to say, hey, I have schizophrenia, look at me. But it's because your frontal cortex is impaired, there's a lack of awareness that you have it. Hearing those voices or whatever they are is part of his reality. And I think of it as like I came out of a hip surgery and I had morphine in my system, and I thought I was making perfect sense, mm-hmm. but everyone around me didn't think
right.
so. So it's like that moment when you wake up from a dream and you're like, did that happen? Didn't that happen?
Mm-hmm.
I think that is his reality at times, When he lost his job, he lost his hope and turned to more pot use again. So what happened was he needed more money than he used to. Then he started not managing his money well. You know, addiction leads down all kinds of roads.
And by the way, marijuana is addicting. No question about it.
Absolutely.
We're chatting with Randy K. Not even a question. I don't even want to hear from somebody who tells me marijuana isn't an addictive substance. That is speaking with an agenda and not from scientific fact.
Yeah, absolutely true. So last August, I got a phone call from his case management saying he had been arrested. I'm like, what? This is a, I won't say child. This is a man who's never been in trouble with the law, who if you give him an extra nickel and change, he will walk back to return it. He has a very strong moral
honesty,
a moral foundation to the way he thinks. Although when your voices tell you something's moral, that might be different. But so he is accused of attempted purse snatching unsuccessfully. And the only piece of evidence was a piece of video showing him riding away on his bicycle. Now, I don't know if he tried or didn't try. He was probably high at the time, and I don't know. But he says he didn't. Either way, are you going to believe the woman with the Louis Vuitton purse, or are you going to believe the homeless-looking guy who looks stoned?
You're going to believe her.
Right. And so he was arrested, and he's still pre-trial. There has been no trial. And he is incarcerated. I won't say where. And it's been interesting
for
me. What
is the bail, though?
Well, the initial bail was set at $100,000.
For an attempted purse snatching.
For an attempted at that. And
so that's $7,500 on today's numbers to have to put up in cash.
Yeah. And then it was reduced to $25,000
with
the public defender. But it's still, that's extremely high. However,
could you put up bail for him, Randy?
No. No. I was like, I think he needs to learn a lesson, and I think he needs to sober up. Not thinking he'd be incarcerated 8 months already. But
so are you allowed to put up bail at any time, or has the window closed?
I don't know, because it's not something I want to do, because I don't, because the good news is we went through a lot of work to get him accepted to jail diversion.
What is that?
Jail diversion is a program where he will be discharged to a case management residential program where he will receive whatever mental health and addiction services. They'll send him to appointments, and it's court ordered, so they report to the judge every Friday. He needs to do it. It's a 3 to 6 month program.
Okay.
If he, I'll say when, I like best case scenarios, when he graduates, his record is wiped clean.
Okay.
So remember, there's no conviction on his record, just an arrest. The problem that I'd like to draw attention to is that the waiting list is, he was accepted into this program 5 months ago.
I see.
And so he is just creeping up on the waiting list. There aren't enough beds for those incarcerated. And I did speak to the warden at this facility, who was kind enough, deputy warden, to spend time with me, who said, you know, at least a third of our inmates, and you know this is a common problem, a lot of people just get arrested instead of getting mental illness help.
Mm-hmm.
And at least a third of their population has mental health problems. And my son is receiving his injection there, which I'm grateful for. So we have great conversations on the phone. He's safe. He's sober. Although I'm learning a lot, there are ways to get high in prison.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Randy Kay is with us in the studio. We are continuing our conversation about the travails of her son, Ben, who is sitting in jail as we speak for an attempted purse snatching, an arrest, not a conviction. That happened, what, 7-8 months ago now?
Yeah, August 2nd. Yeah. So it's almost 8 months that he's... And I've got to say, he's trying to, you know... I ask him how you doing when he, because he can call me, and he's like, pretty good considering I'm in jail, is pretty much his answer.
Okay.
You know, so he's trying his best to make the most of this time.
And from your point of view, as someone who is his mother, who loves him, but who has hovered over and around this disease for so long, are there any advantages for him to be in jail versus the alternative right now?
Yeah, yes, I would say so, especially because he was, I believe, deep into his addiction before he got arrested, and he was in trouble. I knew he was in trouble, and he was about to leave his group home because he didn't want to do the program anymore. And as I said to him, I love you. I also love my marriage, and I also love your sister and her family. You're a grandma, you know. And I said, I'm not comfortable with you living with us anymore. I will help you all I can, but there's a lot of people I love. And, you know, boundaries are saying what you are willing to do and what you're not willing to do. So I've learned a lot about boundary setting with love. And that is what I said to him. So I said, I'll help you find housing, but it won't be with us. He lived with us 9 years and, you know, after the illness, and we've done our best, and I'll still will do my best. But you have to know what you can do for yourself. So part of the problem with putting up bail would be, where would he go? He had been discharged from his group home. And
By the way, it's hard to get a place in a group home. There's a very long line for people who want to be in group homes.
Yeah. The services for those with mental health issues. And part of the problem is that it's chronic.
It is
so
chronic.
So it's chronic. And there's no timetable for recovery.
Nope.
Like if somebody broke their leg, when the cast comes off, they have some physical therapy and they get back. Mental health issues are difficult, especially when somebody... usually with schizophrenia, does not accept help.
And that's very common. It's more common than not.
Yes, exactly. And then the thought that, oh, they have a right to live on the street if they want to, is erroneous, let's just say.
I would agree with that.
It's they die with their rights on. We've had many people. There is a case of a homeless man in California that they're doing a movie about it. We're going to have them on our podcast called No One Cares About Crazy People. And this man was arrested 100 times for vagrancy, trespassing, got no help, back on the street because he has a right to live on the street. So that is a whole other issue, which is big in New York right now, where they're trying to help the homeless and get them into treatment.
I think it's a perversion of civil rights.
Yeah, I believe too.
And the reason I think it's a, and I've thought about this pretty deeply, the reason I think it's a perversion of civil rights, much like the right to privacy
mm-hmm.
when you are acutely ill,
right,
which is, I think, another also perversion of civil rights, because it deprives the family and the good friends sometimes of somebody to actually assist in the medical help by letting that hospital know the history of that individual,
mm-hmm.
which could assist enormously in helping that human, right?
Absolutely. And if we compare it often to Alzheimer's. If you had a loved one with Alzheimer's, you don't hear people going, oh, they have a right to wander wherever they want to.
That's correct. That's a very good analogy.
So
that's a very good analogy.
Yeah. So part of the problem is, how do you get help for someone who doesn't think they need help?
Mm-hmm.
And so we are just working as hard as we can. And for myself, if anyone is listening and going through something similar, I visit my son whenever I can if there's not a lockdown. I've learned a lot. You can't wear a hoodie when you visit. You can't wear a tank top when you visit. I have had to walk down the street.
Why can't you wear a tank top?
Because it's sexually revealing.
Depends who's wearing it, Randy.
Well, that's... the rules are the rules. This is what you learn when you have
okay.
an incarcerated individual
oh,
that
boy.
You love. The rules are the rules.
Okay.
You call when you call.
Okay.
And I once forgotten I wore a hoodie. And they, I had to walk down the street to Walgreens and buy a $2.50 T-shirt so I could. But they were very nice. They're like, oh, listen, you still have time. Go get a T-shirt and we'll let you in. I mean, they have to follow the rules. I get that. It's jail.
Tell me about the drugs in jail. We only have a couple more minutes. What's going on?
So, you know, when I spoke to the warden, there is a substance that I researched called K2 or
spice. Yeah. Oh, that's very deadly.
Yes. Yes. And it can be sprayed onto paper.
This
and
I didn't know.
Delivered. There are jails that will no longer allow mail, physical mail, because you can spray it onto paper. It gets delivered on legal documents that your lawyer brings, or through the physical mail, or through used books. Which is why, if I send my son a book, it has to come from Amazon and not a third party seller.
I can't believe this.
And they roll it up, stick it in an outlet, and smoke it. And here's the worst part:
they roll up a piece of paper and smoke a piece of paper
in the bathroom where there are no cameras. And sometimes people are spraying paper. I don't want to give anyone ideas, but spraying paper with Raid and smoking that. And how do you? Yeah, and that can cause coma and death. So it is.
What people will do to get so called high.
To escape their life.
Yeah.
You know, as.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, and I feel. For those who work, I have such respect for the people I have met in the criminal justice system.
In the correction
system?
In
the correction system. Sorry. Y'all, criminal justice, too. I see
a
public defender with 45 cases, and she doesn't return my call, but I kind of get it, but I'm still mad. But it is just they're trying their best. And there was an instance where they thought my son was high. And it was also time for his injection. So I called and said, you know, when it's time for his injection,
it may look like
he's high. And they, you know, the COs have to understand the symptoms of schizophrenia that they don't misinterpret it. And so, it, you know, my son is in a dorm. There's 55
people. But who would
have
given him K2?
You make friends. You know, he's not behind bars. He's in like an Orange is the New Black kind of dorm. There's 55 people. They play cards. They cook at night. There's prison recipes. They made rice and I don't know what they made last. He calls and tells me what they're going to cook. I mean, he has friends. He has people to do things with. He is practicing his Spanish, he tells me. He has a community of sorts.
I see. So
I think like any community, there's going to be people who are good influences and people who aren't good influences. So, you know, if you ever have a warden on the show, ask them about substance abuse within even pre-trial, low security prisons. It's awareness. And my wish would be that every single person in the criminal justice system understands that the family can be helpful and that what the symptoms of schizophrenia are so they get help before they get put into solitary.
Yeah, well, we've been trying to crack down as a policy initiative on solitary, on the overuse of solitary. In jail, how are they about the regularity of administering medicines? Have they been good about
that?
They've
been great. They've actually been great. Now, my son, it's easy in a way for them because it's
one shot.
Once every 4 weeks.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite medication.
Does he have
him
to be restrained to get the shot?
No, he does.
He's okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah. He wants to get out. He's very excited about getting out and eating falafel again. And, you know, I mean, it's just.
And your worry is, where is he going to go?
Well, he'll go to the jail diversion program. And I am taking steps to help. And they will help with housing. Look, he's 42 years old. And I, for the first time in 40 years, have gone back to Al-Anon to remind myself that I need to detach, that there's only so much I can do for this child I gave birth to and raised and love. But he has an illness, and I have to know my limits. So for the first time, I went back to a meeting or two when I need to hear that other people are struggling with this as well. I want to be a happy person. I want to find joy in my life.
And we're going to circle back to your book, Happier Made Simple, Randy Kay, Choose Your Words, Change Your Life, Shortcuts to More Serenity in a Complicated World. I think you're a treasure altogether.
I'll back at you.
I do. Randy Kay, you're welcome on the show anytime.
Thank you.
And good luck. God bless you and your family.
Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share it with your friends. And as always, feel free to contact me at Lisa@LisaWexler.com.